Said Eagle, well back with Reckoning. Mystery Shot pumps up on the inside and takes the lead again at the 250 from Wicklow Town. Savvy Lad runs up behind them, then Splendor on the Grass and Regards Marie. Mystery Shot below the 200. Wicklow Town's coming again. Mystery Shot a neck, Wicklow Town, then Savvy Lad. Mystery Shot has to really scrap it out. Just in front, Mystery Shot remains unbeaten. Beat Wicklow Town, Savvy Lad fourth.
Well, he had to do it the tough way, but he's a horse with real upside. And his trainer, Lindsay Smith, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Lindsay.
Ron, how are you, mate? Thanks very much.
Going well. You had the weight of the punting world on your shoulders last night heading into the last at Caulfield, but you've got broad shoulders and you're used to shouldering that type of responsibility. How did you see the race panning out?
Yeah, no, it was a bit tricky there for a little while. Around the 800, I was going, oh, Michael, don't go outside. And, oh, I suppose he wished he didn't now either, because otherwise he wouldn't have got time. But I thought the fence was the best place for him. And if he would have gone the outside, it might have been a bit interesting at the finish. But, two good jockeys trying to outsmart each other. And I thought the right horse won. And on the line, I was holding the other horse quite strong, I thought.
Mentioned that, you know, there are some targets for him, but some of the better races might come around a little bit soon for him. What are you thinking the next morning?
Yeah, no, he'll go to the paddock. It's I haven't got a Group One horse at home now, so you're always trying to stay in touch with everybody in the Group Ones and everything like that. So I was hoping maybe the Rupert Clark, but it's a bit too far away for him, and it wasn't his plan. So you start sort of making up things as you go. You generally get it bites on the backside. So, yeah, he come home last night, and he'll go maybe Monday, Tuesday up to Lenuva Park where he spells and gets prepared for his races. So he'll go up there and enjoy his time there.
What do you make of Great Again in the Bletchingley Stakes?
Doing a good job, this horse. He came over for the Wongoom and he missed that. I didn't bring him here for a Group 3 horse or whatever. And I brought him as a wet tracker and I thought he was game. That once again, that was a good ride. It's quite similar to the last race, but it was okay.
Rivet Delight's an interesting runner. He's found his way to your stable via quite a varied route. But first run for your stable yesterday, what did you make of Rivet Delight?
Oh, that was good effort. He got pulling a bit. He got bad barrier, you know, awkward barrier for him. So I thought it was a good effort.
No saying it. It was a funny race, the race, and the horses in the market tended not to fire. Chris Waller was able to win that race with Skyman, another imported galloper. What was your take on No Saying It early in the day?
No. I thought it was a bit weak, to be honest. He can do that horse. He's an in-and-out customer, and I thought he was a bit plain yesterday. He rode him to sort of, you know, give a chance to beat the favourite, and the horse didn't like the sort of bouncing around and whatnot, but I thought it was quite weak, and I'll speak to the owner, so I think he can have a rest. He hasn't had any luck this prep, but yesterday, even though he got a bit of a belting up the straight, I think it was a poor effort.
Not easy to win 5 from 5, Lindsay, with Mystery Shot. He's earned that little break. Looking forward to seeing what happens with connections and hopefully the offers from Hong Kong and overseas aren't too great that we lose him. Love to see him continue on through his career under your stewardship.
Well, they haven't found him yet, so I'll just keep moving boxes and the vet won't find him. But he's a nice horse and a lot more wins in front of him.
Well done yesterday, Lindsay. Thanks for joining us.
See you on, bye.